Amen. Do thank God to be here tonight. I do desire your prayers. Little down in the body. But I tell you, I told one of the brothers out there this evening, I said, if we only preached when we felt good, there wouldn't be no preaching done. I bet you those nails didn't feel too good for the Lord. I'd say he wanted to maybe put it off for another day. I would say that when they spit in his face and they started plucking on his beard, I'd say that he wanted to put it off for another day. I would say that when they stretched him out across the whipping post and they had one arm pulled as tight as it could to the right, one to the left, I believe that he probably wanted to put it off for another day. And then I thought that, boy, and then they laid the cross upon him and he went to pack it up Mount Calvary and I'd say it was awful heavy. He probably wanted to put it off for another day. But my friend, what God's done for us this evening, boy, he's done too much for me to put it off another day. He's done too much. If you got your Bibles, I'm going to be over in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 2. We pray that we can hold up here. I don't know what our voice is. We'll just do the very best we can. We're going to try to be mindful, be obedient to the Lord, what he'd have us to do tonight. Do thank God for being here. But Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, Bible says this. It says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. We go into prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we do thank thee for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord. God, I pray tonight, Father God, that, Lord, that your sweet spirit would come down from above. And Lord, would guide and direct each and every word that I say, Father. That, hey, God, you know that in me is nothing good, that God, that when you called me, you scraped the very bottom. But Lord, we know that God, that it ain't us that can do this thing, Lord, that it's through you tonight, Father. And God, we pray for those that are here tonight, Lord, that don't know you from a free pardon of sin. That, hey, God, we just pray that you would just draw them with your power tonight, God, and through your preached word. Lord, we ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' sweet, loving name. And through his precious blood, Father, we do pray. Amen and amen. Church, as we look at this scripture, we notice a few things. And I'm interested tonight here in verse number 3. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And as we look at this passage, we all know it. It's very familiar. But church, I thought about this thing and we look at it, we know what it's asking, but church, we fail to take exactly what it's saying there. They're saying, how shall you escape tonight? Church, the short answer is this: there is no escape. That's the short answer. But church, if we look at this thing, church, the Bible says over there, it says in Matthew chapter number 13, the Bible is very clear. It says that the servants of the householder came unto him. Said, they asked him, he said, he asked him a question, said, did now sow good seed? And then the Bible says, it goes on and it says, yea, he said, but an enemy hath done this. He said, whence did the tares come in? And he said, then he went on, he told me, he said, an enemy hath done this. He said, well, should we go and remove the tares? Amen. And the Bible goes on, he said, just leave them until the day of harvest. He said, you leave them until the day of harvest. He said, lest you remove the tares. He said, you'll uproot the wheat also. Amen. Yeah. You see, church, everybody in here to me, I can't tell difference. Y'all look like wheat. Everybody looks real good. Everybody looks like we just shouting her out. We look real good. Everybody got her together. But the problem is the tares look just like the wheat. They just blend right in. They'll blend right in. Church, I ain't got the voice. I ain't got it. But battling this flesh.
Go ahead, brother.
Been sick. Trying to get over this. Trying to do my very best. But the Bible says over there, brother, Lord help me. Church, my voice ain't gonna make it, I don't believe, but we'll do our very best. The Bible says there that church, I apologize. Trying to do. I've been battling this this sickness, and I knew it was going to catch me. But the Bible says, there, church, that we've got to take earnest heed to what the Bible, he said, asking the question, how shall you escape? There is no escape. We look at the scriptures, Jesus Christ, he over there in Matthew, the Bible told him, or the Bible says that in Matthew chapter number 13, we read it. Then you go on over to the Matthew 25.
Yeah.
The Bible says that. There's a separation coming. Said he's going to take the sheep and he's going to put them on his right hand, and then he's going to put the goats and he's going to take them and put them on his left hand. Then as we go on, you find that over there, verse 41, or it goes on down, it says, he told him, he said, when I come in my glory, he said, I'm going to take, he said, and over there, and then, I think it's in 41, I'd rather, 41, he told him, he said, the goats that are on the left, church, he was going to take them and cast them in the everlasting fire.
Yes.
Everlasting fire. Verse chapter 25. I just want to read that verse in your hearing so I don't forget it. And I don't want to mess it up. Verse 41 says, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. How shall ye escape?
Right.
how shall you escape? I thought about this thing a couple of weeks ago. Well, it's been a month or so ago. Oh, had a whole message lined out. Don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it. Well, this body's going to fight me. Church, I thought about a fire escape plan.
Oh, yeah.
Fire escape plan. Bible's asking you, how shall you escape? But, church, first thing I noticed about that is if we look around this church, we know we've got some doors here.
Right.
We've got some places we can get out of this thing.
Yes, brother.
You know, we can bust a window out. We got doors. We got some things we can do. First thing I notice there, church, is is you got to know where you're at.
Right.
You got to know that you know that you know.
Right.
You got to you got to realize, first of all, that you're lost.
Yes.
You know, I was sitting in a doctor's office not long ago. I didn't know where I was going, didn't know the building I was in. I went upstairs, and it wasn't long. I started roaming around there, finally got to where I was supposed to be. And when I got to that room, Brother Mike, I noticed that I didn't have a clue where I was at. I was completely lost. I couldn't have got you back out of that building if somebody told me I had to. But one thing I noticed, church, is that we was in revival not long ago down at Sugar Grove. And I find here that Brother Corey stood up there on a Friday night. He said, little Riley got saved, and he said that church, that she come back there to him. She come back there to him and pecked on him and said, Daddy, she said, I'm a sinner. I'm glad, thank God, church, that, you know, she figured out where she was at.
Yeah.
She figured out that church, that she knew that she was lost.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, brother.
Better know where you're at. Better know that you know. Church, we've got a short time here on this earth. We've got a short time here. I'm glad that one day, Brother Mike, I figured out where I was at. I figured out that I was lost, that I was undone, that there was nothing that this man could do to get me out of this thing. There was no escape. There was nothing I could have done. It was everything on him. It was everything that he done that it could get us out of this. Church, you got to realize tonight that there ain't nothing you can do to get out of this. There ain't nothing that you can do to get out of this. It's everything on him. It's on what he's done. It's on what he did for you. Boy, when they drove the nails in him, like I've already said, yeah, he might have. Boy, I guarantee he wanted to put it off. I would have. I would have wanted to put it off. But boy, ain't you glad he didn't? Ain't you glad that when he looked down upon you, boy, he said, this world looks upon me, Brother Mike, sees an old wretched, filthy, mangled, tossed out to the valley. But I'm glad, thank God. Buddy, he looks down upon me. One day he seen a little lost lamb. Seen one that he just needed to pull him back into the fold. Hey, man. Hey, man, thank God. Boy, I don't deserve not one bit of it. But boy, how good he's been to me. Oh, and then as I was there, that doctor's office, church, I didn't know where I was at. Didn't really have a clue what I was doing there. Just went in for a checkup. But I noticed up on the wall, there was a map. Y'all pray for me. There was a map up on the wall. And it was labeled there on the wall, fire escape plan. And I noticed a few things as I was sitting there. It showed me, it says, you are here. It showed me where I was at. Then it showed me an alternative route to get out of there in the event of a fire. You know, and the thing about that route that I noticed, it was different than the way I came in. It was, you see, when I got in this thing, Brother Kevin, it ain't the same route I was on when I come in. Hey, man. You see, church, that route, we got to follow the route. You say, well, what in the world are you talking about? Church, we've got a route in this book. We've got a route. It's a blood trail. Hey, man. The church's been going on for thousands of years. All we got to do is follow each and every word in this book. Church. Hey, man. How are you going to get out? I'd be figuring out where I was. And I believe I'd follow the route. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I believe I'd go his way. I believe if I didn't know him tonight, I would trade the way I was on to get on his way. If I didn't, church, if you don't know where you're at, and if you say, well, I think I got saved, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. Because, church, I'm telling you, when he gets a hold of you, you'll know. You will know that you know that you know. Oh, then I noticed, as I was sitting there, Brother Kevin, that route, or that map that showed that route, it led you down a hallway, goes on down to a stairwell, and leads you down there through the stairs, and it'd take you to a door. That's the next thing. Church, that route will lead you to the door. But you got to go through it. Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Amen. I'm glad tonight, church, that, boy, I'm glad I walked through the door one day. I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord sent somebody my way to preach that I can, that, boy, I'm telling you, church, I ain't never got over it. I ain't never got over it. Never been the same since. You see that route, as I've already told you, it's different. It's a different way. It's a different way than you came in. Or misquote it, but Matthew chapter number 2, I believe they were warned of God that they should not return to Herod, so they went left and went to their own country another way. Amen. I'm glad tonight, church, that whenever I got on that route and I walked through, hit the door, Church, my life has not been the same since. My life has not been the same since. Like I said, this world may look upon me and they still see a drunk. This world may look upon me and they still see an addict, Brother Kevin, or somebody that ain't worthy to even stand up here. But I'm glad, thank God, that Jesus Christ looks upon me and he sees a son. Amen. Hey. Sees a friend. Sees somebody. Boy, and that's just enough. That's enough.
Yes.
If you've never done nothing else for me, it's enough. It's enough. Try to gather myself, get through this. Oh, and then I noticed on that map, I got up. I'd become real interested in it because just a couple days before I got to that doctor's office, I announced my calling to preach. And I'm telling you, I was mesmerized by this. I was like, man, there's some information on this. I was like, God, this right here, we'll preach. And I stood up, got the reading on it, and it showed me the route that I needed to take. It got me to the door. But then in the fine print on there, Brother Kevin, it said create a safe meeting place or an area such as a tree. And I ain't making this up, amen. Hey, man, I tell you, with this evening, church, that there is only one way out of this. It's going to be through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're going to get out, you better get to the tree tonight. If you lost, church, I tell you, I would trade it tonight. I would do some trading. I would trade hell for him. I'm telling you, I would change the route I was on to go his way. Bible says that Jesus Christ took all the handwritings and ordinances that were against us and that were contrary to us, taking them out of the way and nailed them to the cross. Amen. Did it for you, did it for me. You know the lady, the women there at Sugar Grove, they sing a song that I love dearly. It says, don't that sound like heaven? Church, it says, where the deaf and dumb are shouting, where the blind can finally see, where the soul there is set free. I mean, boy, it sounds, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful, I mean, it's easy to get a vision of that tonight, church. It's easy to close your eyes and think about the splendors of heaven. But then I thought, as I was driving over here, Brother Kevin, what if there was a window into hell tonight? What would that look like? Would we see a mother? Boy, that had it all together here on this earth, that maybe she done the very best she could with her kids. Maybe she had, morally correct. She had more things in the good column than she did in the bad. But yet, she's down there wailing.
Oh, brother.
What?
Yeah.
Church, would we see a young boy? I don't know, maybe their age. I don't know. Fighting to keep the worms off of them. screaming, gnashing. Boy, just begging, saying, Daddy, why couldn't you get me to church? Why couldn't you help me to be saved? Why couldn't you get me there on Sundays that I can hear the Word of God? Oh, and then maybe we see that daddy off over there in the corner screaming his eyes out, screaming every breath he's got in him, begging for just 1 ounce of relief. The Bible says hell is a place of conscious sorrow and pain. You will get a new body, church, and you will feel every ounce of it. It will not leave you. It will not. There is no getting rid of it. It's a pain that will not end. But the worst thing of it all is the eternal separation between you and your God. That's the worst of it all. Oh, and then I thought, would we see King Agrippa down there crying out that I was almost persuaded? Oh, I was almost persuaded. I've been there. I've been there many a time. Sit right there in these pews. Boy, I put on the church clothes. I tighten the tie up, lace my shoes up, come on in here, sit. Boy, I'd shout her out, raise my hand. But you know what? I got a counterfeit. Got a counterfeit. God sent this brother right here. And I got exposed by the Word of God. Amen. Through the Spirit of God. Church, God's asking you a question tonight. How are you going to escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Nowhere yet. Follow the route. Go through the door and get to the tree. Yeah. Church, we ain't guaranteed another day here on this earth. We're not. We are not. I have a friend of mine over there in Corbin, son 6 years old. He was called out of this walks of life just a couple weeks ago. We don't think these things can happen to us, but we are not exempt. We are not exempt. The Lord showed you mercy this morning by letting you get up. I don't know your condition. Only you knoweth. Only you know where you're at with God. I can't tell you. None of these other brothers can tell you. No, I mean, this is a you and God thing. It's personal. I believe I would trade hell this evening to be with the Lord. It's a pretty good trade. It's a pretty good trade. It's all I've got. Anybody got a song upon their heart, I'd ask them to come do it, and I'll turn it back over to the pastor. And church, I know I struggled to get through that, but we've struggled in the body this week. It's been tough on us, but Lord, just be mindful of the Lord tonight, church. I don't know what you're dealing with, whatever it is upon your heart tonight. Listen to the Lord.